WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. A proposal to extend a tax increment district on Wausau's west side failed at Tuesday's city council meeting. The proposal to extend TID 7 by a year passed out of the city's Economic Development Committee last week. The extension would have freed up nearly $2 million for affordable housing projects. During the debate, Alder Lou Larson said the city has already made progress in making housing more affordable, and the money from closing the TID could go elsewhere.
I would much rather see the TIF district be closed and have the money be put towards our citizens' public health and safety. And when I say that, it could help to go to retain our police and firefighters.
Council President Lisa Rasmussen also opposed the extension. She said the last TID they extended still has funding for the affordable housing projects.
Our districts are healthy, but there are districts elsewhere in the county that are not, or that maybe have not developed as quickly, or the projects have not come to fruition as fast as those communities might have liked them to.
A TID, or Tax Increment Financing District, is a form of economic development for cities. It sets a zone of taxable property to fund improvements. Then, as the value of properties grow, municipalities recoup that cost. When a TID closes, its revenue goes back into the general levy and is redistributed to the remaining taxing jurisdictions. Those include the school district, technical college, and county.
I think that this is an opportunity for us to be a genuine partner with those taxing jurisdictions by allowing the district to close on time. That revenue will return to those taxing entities.
The council was evenly split, 5 in favor and 5 against, with one alder excused from the meeting. Mayor Doug Denny had to break the tie with a vote against the extension. In just a few days, Wisconsin's version of C-SPAN will shut down, unless donors save it. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Wisconsin Eye is a nonprofit organization that provides access to state government. They cover the Assembly, the Senate, the Executive Branch, the Supreme Court, the DNR, the State Health Department, all kinds of things. If you want to watch state leaders, you can go in person to the Capitol or you can watch Wisconsin Eye. Their whole mission is to ensure everyone can see what their representatives are doing in government. President and CEO John Henkes told WISN's Upfront, donations have dried up simply because there are so many things to donate to these days.
You go anywhere from Madison to Milwaukee to Green Bay, La Crosse, Racine, there are multiple campaigns for local causes, very good programs that serve those communities. But when you throw tens of millions of dollars statewide into these community-based projects, Wisconsin Eye is not first in line.
Henkes has been warning of a funding gap for months, and now staff say if nothing changes, they'll have to shut down. That would mean there's no way for Wisconsinites to watch the legislature, and all the archives will disappear. Those archives are huge. WISI started 18 years ago, so they've got more than 30,000 hours of video that would vanish if they don't get enough cash to keep going. In the last state budget, lawmakers set aside $10 million for Wisconsin Eye, but it has to be matching funds. So the way it's currently written, Wisconsin Eye has to fundraise in order to qualify for matching funds next summer.
So if we only succeeded in raising $4 million, there would still be a $4 million match.
They say it'll cost almost $900,000 to keep the service going for 1 year. If they don't get that money, they'll shut down on Monday. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Marshfield Medical Centers in Marshfield and Weston have been named the best hospitals for maternity care by U.S. News & World Report for 2026. According to a statement, Marshfield Medical Center has delivered more than 900 babies so far in 2025, and the Marshfield Medical Center in Weston has delivered 335 babies. They are the only two hospitals in central Wisconsin to earn the recognition. The Wausau School District will begin the search for a new superintendent of operations. The school board approved Josh Vigout's resignation at their meeting on Monday. He will be returning to Montana to be closer to his family. His resignation is effective on January 2nd. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says state crime labs need more staff. Call says the state has been working to upgrade the equipment at labs across the state and to build a new lab in Milwaukee to keep up on the amount of evidence to process. but the labs need more workers. The Department of Justice requested 119 new positions in the budget passed this summer. Only three of those positions were funded, and none of them were DNA analysts. A new state law could make Wisconsin roads a little safer. Governor Tony Evers signed a bill that expands Wisconsin's move-over law to require drivers to move over or slow down when approaching disabled vehicles on the side of the road, if flashing its warning or hazard lights, if emergency flares have been placed near the vehicle, or if one or more visible persons are working on or attending to a vehicle on the roadside. It also makes it a requirement to slow down or change lanes when disabled vehicles are parked or standing on or within 12 feet of a roadway. I'm Isabella Nieto, and you're listening to WXCO News.
The Badgers lose in a blowout.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers losing to number 23 ranked Nebraska 90-60. Head coach Greg Gard asked, how'd they manage to lose by 30 points?
We don't have a defensive identity. Haven't had one all year. So we'll search to find one. And I'll find guys that want to play defense.
How do you do that?
Sit guys on the bench.
Changes.
We'll find out in the next 9 days, right?
The Badgers play next week, Friday, when they host Villanova. NBA, the Bucks host the Celtics tonight. A.J. Green, able to return to practice yesterday, limited despite a shoulder injury. NFL, the Packers head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday. How good is that Broncos defense under coordinator Vance Joseph?
It's a hell of a question. I think everybody's trying to figure that out right now. They do a great job. Vance does a hell of a job putting his guys in position.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 18 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to around one above for an overnight low. Tomorrow, cloudy with some light snow, less than a half inch, and getting colder. We'll start in the teens in the morning, falling into the single digits by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.